Imagine a candidate for office with more experience in entertainment than politics. No, I'm not talking about President Trump. I'm talking about Jesse Ventura, who shocked the political world back in the late 90s when he went from being a pro wrestler to independent governor of Minnesota. Well, now he's back, about to start hosting a show on RT America, a branch of Russian state television. He's also got a book out called Jesse Ventura's Marijuana Manifesto, and he joins us from New York. Jesse Ventura, welcome.
Hi, great to be here.
Well, and let's start with the news. You've been in the news because you've got a new television show. Why did you want to do a show on Russian state television?
Well, because it's the same as PBS, really. It's just financed by the Russian government. My internet show had played on there for a while, and they don't censor me. They allow me to speak freely, and they've virtually told me they will never, ever do anything. I can talk about any subject matter that I want. And it seems bizarre to me because I'm 65 and I grew up and lived through the entire Cold War, that it's the Russians who are giving me free speech when I'm kind of blackballed here in the United States. You know, I don't get the interviews that I should because I ask and raise questions that a lot of people makes them uncomfortable. So I've kind of skipping over U.S. national media and going to international media, which I find very appealing.
Well, what do you mean that the U.S. media doesn't want to talk to you?
Well, I've been censored here many, many times. I'll give you the great story. When I came out of office, I was the hottest commodity out there in 2003. A bidding war happened between CNN, Fox, and MSNBC. And I subsequently signed with MSNBC. We were creating the show. They had just signed Phil Donahue, and Phil was their highest rated show. And all of a sudden, we got a phone call that questioning, did I agree with the invasion of Iraq, which I've always opposed. I opposed it before it happened. I opposed it when it happened. And I oppose it today. Well, my show wasn't allowed on. They pulled Phil Donahue, and everybody who would have spoken out against the invasion of Iraq was not allowed on television. If you think back, there was nobody saying anything against it. Nobody.
So you say that RT is not going to censor you. They're not going to tell you what to say. But do you have any concerns?
They haven't yet.
Well, they haven't yet. Okay.
Well, they've played my internet show for the last year, and that was one of the reasons they picked me up. And now let me state why I want to do it. My mother and father are both World War II veterans. Not many people can say that their mom was. Well, my dad had 6 bronze battle stars. He fought in North Africa, Normandy, Remagen Bridge, Battle of the Bulge, Anzio, and Berlin. And he didn't talk much about the war to me as a kid. But what he did talk about was when he got to Berlin and the fantastic friendship he made with the Russians. Well, before the war was even over, Russia became our enemy. Why? Because they were communist and were run by Wall Street. And Wall Street's biggest fear is socialism. They'd rather get in bed with Nazis or fascists any day than a socialist. So we became immediate enemies of Russia. Well, I'm sick of it. My entire 65 years on the planet, we've had this Cold War with Russia going on. My belief is, how about being friends for a while? We can always go back to being enemies. Maybe we can accomplish something by being friends. So if what I do helps bridge that gap, I'm happy to do it in the latter years of my life now, when I have to pick out what I'm going to work on and I can't do everything.
Well, but Jesse Ventura, what about what the intelligence agencies have just said about what Russia just did in our election and trying to meddle in our election?
Does really? That... Well, let's look at some hypocrisy for a moment. Nobody says this. This is what you're going to hear on Jesse Ventura's show. How many elections worldwide have we interfered in? A lot of them. Tons of them. Dozens of them. And then I watched the big one on TV. CBS had it the other day. The NSA said this and that. And then they actually did a disclaimer at the end. They said, but it was assured it had no bearing on the results of our election. Well, then who cares? This is like spy versus spy in Mad Magazine.
You've met Vladimir Putin, by the way, right?
Yeah, they flew me to Russia because I didn't do this haphazardly. they flew me to Moscow, and I went to the 10-year anniversary of RT. Vladimir Putin was the keynote speaker that night. And I'll give you my impression of Vladimir Putin. I think he is a patriotic Russian. Now, shouldn't the president of Russia be a patriotic Russian?
Well, yeah, but he could be a patriotic Russian and try a little less hard to harm the United States, as some people believe that he has been doing for a long time.
As worked as our media and our propaganda tells you he's doing.
You think
that's
propaganda?
Let's remember that. I think a lot of it is Russia has so many problems of their own. They're changing over from being communist to capitalist. We have no idea what that would be like. They are going through a period of change in Russia. But you know, when I was there, the people were happy. The people were smiling. They were so friendly. And I viewed it as this. We're two ships in the night. We're heading to where Russia used to be, and Russia's heading to where we used to be. Have we met yet? I don't think so, but we're heading in the wrong directions.
What do you think of the Trump presidency so far?
I don't like it because I'm a huge climate advocate, and I think that pulling out of Paris is the worst decision this country could have possibly made. We're so stupid here. We want to go backwards instead of forward. Why would we want to back up to coal again, to fossil fuel again? Let's strive to the future, Donald Trump. Take us in like Star Trek to places we haven't been.
Do you see any comparisons between yourself and Donald Trump?
No, because he joined the Republicans. He's a Republican. Jesse Ventura does not belong to either of these gangs, the Democrats or the Republicans, as I call them. Hmm. He joined the Republican Party. Now, he beat the two dynasties, the Bushes first and then the Clintons, which is I cheered for that. He won the election, but he's still a hardcore Republican by the people he's chosen. And these people, they think, I guess, that somehow the Lord is going to save us because he promised after Noah's Ark that he'd never flood the earth again. So I guess they figure climate change will be handled by God.
Let me ask you about marijuana, which
sure.
is an issue that's very important to you, and you've written
yep.
a book about it. And you write in your book, I believe there's a way to win the war against the drug cartels. America and Mexico would have to legalize all drugs that have the potential for substance abuse, just like we do with tobacco and alcohol. Legalizing marijuana alone isn't enough.
Absolutely. If you want to end the deaths and end the cartels and these drug wars and these massive killings and things, the only way to do it is through legalization. Fighting them with armies and all that and causing violence, violence leads to violence. And that isn't the way to solve it. The solve it is to use intellect and smarts. And even my mother said to me, the World War II vet, who is a nurse, she said to me before she passed on, she said, you know, the war on drugs is identical to the prohibition of alcohol. She said, all you're doing is making criminals rich and powerful. You're making criminals rich and powerful by keeping these things illegal. I'm not saying you sell them at the 7-Eleven. I'm saying you'd sell them in hospitals and clinics. It's a disease. Addiction is a disease, to where the addict can go seek help instead of being put in prison to support privatized prisons so that corporations can make money.
Well, if you were in charge right now, what would you do about, let's say, the opioid crisis? What would the first thing you
well,
would
the
do would be?
The first thing I would do about it is I would lift the federal ban on marijuana because every state that has legalized marijuana has seen a drop in opiate use. Every one. It's gone right against the lies they've told us. They've told us marijuana is a gateway drug that will lead you to the opiates when it's the opposite. Well, the opiate war needs to be fought against pharma because it's pharma who created it by putting out OxyContin and all these pills that got people addicted. And then what did they do? They went, all these pills are part of heroin. They're all in the same family, the opiate family. So then you get heroin epidemics out there.
Well, if you look at what's happening in this country right now, you do have a number of states that are legalizing marijuana. But at the same time, in Washington, it looks like you're going to have a tougher position from the Trump administration on legalization.
Well, it shouldn't be, because Donald Trump's people just said they pulled out of the Paris Climate Accord and they said it's a state's issue. Well, they should handle marijuana the same way. It should be a state's issue. Look what's happened in Colorado. If Trump wants to create jobs, 18,000 new jobs in Colorado with a $2.4 billion to their Colorado's economy.
Do you want to get back into politics, Jesse Ventura?
No.
That's it?
I want to be doing what I'm doing.
That's Jesse Ventura, the former independent governor of Minnesota, who is going to be hosting a new show on RT. That's Russia Today. Thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome.